Hello, and welcome back to Hindsight 2020, where even with this disadvantage, you still come up 2020. Say hello, players.
Hello, players.
Yes, we are back, and we are excited, and we are moving. Before we jump on in, Sarah, what is our recipe this week?
It's a good one. It's our 20th episode.
Woo!
Woo!
I think the party's pretty excited to dive into Grunheim. And so this chocolate bark that we've made is streaked and swirled to give it more of an impression of real wood. And you can add whatever herbs you want, but fresh mint is just the perfect zip. And it matches that beautiful Grunheim green. You can also use seeds or spices like garam masala. Brings out a wonderful contrast. And go wild. Pick flavors you already know that you enjoy and combine them and test it out.
Thank you for that. And without further ado, welcome back to Hindsight 2020. All right. So, previously, you all boarded a train bound for Ysant. Along the way, you met some colorful characters, including a tiefling named Arno and their crew, whom you clashed with over gaining access to a kind of secret special item stored in the caboose of the train. This item was stated to be an incredible discovery by Archimedes Softpaw Longfellow. After a bit of a scrap, Ziggy utilizes invisibility to be able to swap out the secret item, which turned out to be a strange set of mechanical devices designed to mimic movement, and one had a bit of an illusory spell to mimic a giggle, a little bit of laughter. Ziggy replaced those with a green dragon scale that he acquired earlier in the adventure. And to avoid any suspicion or later confrontation with Arno's gang, y'all hopped off the train in Grunheim, a town in the middle of a large shaded forest, ripe with trees, gardens, fountains, and hedges, and the like. You hopped off the train and not seen any sign of Arno and their crew. You wandered off into the town, and that is where we find you now. What are y'all interested in doing?
Marin said she knew a place.
And I'm hungry.
You are hungry. All right.
We shall go to the tavern.
All right.
Is that what it's called?
I'm following you.
It's called the Bows of Folly.
Ooh.
It's really good. They're known for their chocolate bark.
Oh. All right. So you head off towards the Bows of Folly. Marion leading the way from her previous time in this town. Going out the train platform, a lot of the pathways you find in this town are a lot like forest trails. There are occasionally like slats of wood making stepping stones across the way, but it's a lot of just well-worn paths in the dirt winding around trees into clearings and openings where there are different structures and both standalone as well as built into some of the various trees in this forest. Once you hit the town square, there's much more of a like laid out patterned wood courtyard. And in the center of it, there's a large stone fountain. It's actually a mixture of stone and wood. The basin is made of stone. It's a good decorative fountain. It's probably about 25, 30 some odd feet in diameter, but it's a large stone basin that has a lot of wood paneling set around it that then has like fine details of leaves and branches, as well as various forest and fawn-like creatures carved into the wood itself to make it this really nice decorative fountain centerpiece. This fountain would actually be immediately recognized by Ziggy, who actually did a little, you actually kind of crawled your way underneath this fountain into the workings to get all the mechanical function of it Ooh. Up and running. Interestingly, though, it is not currently running. The fountain itself, the water level is a little bit lower than you might expect, but it's not completely barren. However, the actual function of the fountain is currently not operational. Passing through this courtyard, assumingly continuing on towards the Bows of Folly, you come across two, what I would call like large twin oak trees. But they are massive. They're, along with being just, you know, hundreds of feet tall. They are broad, they are wide. And looking at them, one has a lot of windows inset into it. Like it's actually been carved out, and it appears there are like sources of light coming from inside of the large trunk itself.
Incredible.
And then the one next to it has a bunch of platforms and landings that are affixed to them and built out. So it looks almost like a large treehouse structure, like a Swiss Family Robinson kind of situation, where there's just a bunch of landings and set apart rooms. And hanging over a banister on the front side is a wooden placard that has kind of chiseled into and ground into the front of it the words "Boughs of Folly."
So cute. Like the Boughs of Holly fell in love.
More or less.
That's wonderful.
But built up in the boughs of trees. Just in case no one got that.
Well, here we are. Man, I forgot how beautiful it was here.
You know, I think if adventuring doesn't go well for me, or if I ever get exiled from my clan, I might just live here.
Oh yeah, what makes you say that?
Well, I just think it's neat.
That's fair. I've heard of this place before, but never had a chance to visit.
The Boughs?
The Boughs specifically, yeah.
It's really good. It's a great tavern. They have good entertainment.
Crap.
Especially when when it gets dark and they have to illuminate the tree.
Wow.
That's cool. Is it like traveling shows, or what do they put on?
I heard there was a circus. I'm lying. I don't know. I've never been here.
We all know what Jared's going towards, right? He's trying to get someone to say one-man show, right?
I didn't say that.
I say no!
You know, I think they have a big lumber industry here, Boko.
That would make sense.
Is it competitive?
Oh, a rival? I don't know. See, ours is kind of a specialty, like, fine lumber. It's not really... It's kind of its own niche, I think.
Like exotic.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you have buildings and taverns that look like this?
Not like this. The tree, we don't get trees this big. It's a big tree.
Do you have green forests on Bird Rock?
Yeah. Yeah. Just like, you know, more sort of breezy, palmy kind of vegetation.
Of
not a lot of thick trunks like these.
Something you'd expect by the beach.
Yeah. And like, you know, it's got to be able to bend in the wind because we get a lot of that.
I never thought of any of that. Well, who's hungry?
Me.
Let's do it.
Okay. So y'all approach the Boughs of Folly. And actually, the way the platforms are built in the structure, there is no ground floor to it. There's actually a little bit of an elevator system off to one side.
Yes.
And standing next to this elevator, there is a young, somewhat young. Standing next to this elevator structure, there is a centaur. He has kind of chestnut colors to his. Do horses have fur? Is it called fur or hair?
Well, actually, I don't know.
All right. All right, then. He has this nice chestnut color to his horse hide. It sounds worse.
Yeah.
It sounds so much worse.
I think fur is appropriate.
Yeah. His horse fur has a nice chestnut color to it with some white speckles on the flank. The human torso portion is wearing a fine coat of green velvet. It's a dark green, almost like a pine green. And he has chestnut hair, but it's shaved really high on the side, so he more or less just has this central streak of combed back chestnut hair. And he's just standing, you know, very, very good posture, very upright next to the elevator for the Boughs of Folly. As you approach,
good afternoon. Are you interested in having a nice drink up in the lofty Boughs of Folly?
Yes.
We are.
That'd be great.
Very good, very good. If you will just step this way, and he reaches and pulls like a little rope off the front of it so y'all can step into this, you know, mostly wooden box, just kind of hammered together. It almost looks like a really oblong crate, but it's, from what you can tell, it seems sturdy enough. And so y'all hop in, he puts the rope in behind you, and then he starts pulling down on a rope on the pulley system, and you'll start kind of elevating a little bit of time, a little.
That's fun.
A little bit of a ratchet system built into it until you reach the top platform. Variety of wooden tables and chairs strewn about, some stools, more or less just amongst lush green foliage in the trees. There is a main bar with a female wood elf. She kind of has this light brown skin, like kind of like the, it's kind of like a light brown, dark beige, like the wood of an ash tree. And she has long brunette hair with a turtle braid down the back and a thin braid on one side. And she's wearing this like golden eyeshadow that kind of flecks out along her temples as well. And along with that, wearing a nice kind of mid-green tunic and just working along back at the bar.
How busy does the restaurant look?
This time in the afternoon, there are a few patrons about, but it's not terribly crazy. We're not moving into any kind of, like, it's not late enough for there really to be too much in the way of entertainment. It's mostly just dining and the occasional drink at this point.
Are there any big windows?
This is open air. These are just platforms built on the outside of around the tree. Yeah.
In that case, I'm going to see if there's seating by the railing.
Okay, yeah, pretty easy to find. A little. It's weird. It's kind of like it's a large triangular table that just has a couple of stools set around it in a corner.
One side for each of us.
Yeah, conveniently one side for each of you.
I'll join you.
I can go grab us some drinks.
Ooh, okay.
I'll go over to the... You said the wood elf was the bartender?
Yes.
I'll go over to the wood elf.
Oh, hello!
Hi there.
Is there anything I can get for you today?
Yeah, what's kind of your... I would know.
Know. Having spent some time here, Ziggy might know a bit about this, if he's, you know, sit around long enough to have a couple drinks in the area while he's working on the fountains. But you know, with all the gardens and such in the area, there is no shortage of a variety of fruit trees. So a lot of the drink establishments have a variety of ciders, anything from your traditional apple to more of a wild berry, even some root based things like rhubarb. There's like peach apricot mixtures, stuff like that. You can also get ales. A lot of like fruit flavored ales tend to be available. And then you would also know that there's a specialty drink here called the Jolly Folly. For lack of better description, it's basically a berry martini. It has a very piney flavor to it, with a hint of lemon and dewberry.
I'll get 3 Jolly Follies, please.
Oh, very good, very good. I shall get those for you in just a moment. Is there anything else? Any snacks or anything like that I can get for you?
What can we get at this time of day?
This time of day? Well, we always have our nice little, our mix of nuts and dried fruit bowls. We also have our a little bit trail mix snack bar, so you can kind of, they're biscuits more like, actually. And, I think I can check. We usually have a bit of roast game meat, but you might need to wait an hour or so for us to really have some options available there.
I'll take some of the snack bars.
All right, sounds good. Let me just grab those for you.
She scurries off, starts collecting a bunch of things. The mugs that she grabs, they're not mugs in the traditional sense. They're more like large wooden tumblers that have been like, you know, almost like large branches of wood, like, you know, 3 or 4 inches in diameter that have kind of been hacked into these like 5 or 6 inch long segments and then hollowed out so that they're like these little drinking vessels now. And she gets a couple of those, pours the, starts mixing drinks and makes the 3 Jolly Follies. And there's a little bit of
sprig of lemon peel and a dewberry on top of each. Hands those to you, gives you, pulls out a bowl of his little snack bars, and it's like, all right, so that should be... I wrote it down. Give me a sec.
She must be new.
that comes out to 3 gold and 5 silver.
All right, no problem.
No, it's no problem for me. I'm just happy to serve, I suppose.
Well, thank you.
No trouble
at
all.
I'll put 2 extra silver down.
Oh, thank you. You're so kind.
And I'll carry the loot back to our table. Okay. Here you go.
Ooh, thank
you. So this
you.
Is a Jolly Folly. It's a little bit strong, but I feel like we've had a day, so let's just go for it.
Betrayed by our newest friend.
Cheers sort to of. That.
Kink. How much Tunk. Do we owe you, Marion? It's spicy, right? Spicy juice.
It is spicy.
Oh, no, this is my treat.
Are you sure?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you. For the spicy water.
And these snack bars are really good. I don't know. I've kept them for like at least a week. So if we have any extras, I say pocket them.
Ooh,
and, you know, snacks
idea.
Later. Wow, this is really good. Wouldn't you say that the peanuts really complement the oats nicely?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely a seed in here. I almost asked you, Boko. It feels offensive to have thought that.
Is that a poppy seed?
No, not at all. I eat a lot of seeds.
Maybe. A little poppy seed.
Just put mine on the table and peck it into pieces and then put like 3 pieces in my pocket for later and then eat one of them.
So what'd you guys think of town as we walked in? I'm always thrown off by the pathways here, but in a good way.
Beautiful.
I thought it was sad the fountain was off. I don't remember if they turned that off or on at night or something.
Pretty sure it's supposed to be on. I actually, I helped build that.
What?
What? When?
Oh, this would have been a while back. Months, if not years. Been quite a while, but I'm pretty sure when they turned it on, the whole point was this will always be running. So I almost stopped, but I realized you seemed like you were on a mission of getting us here, so I didn't want to hold
well,
us up.
I figured we could probably all use a refuel.
Yeah.
At that,
plus, we could probably wait for things to die down just in case the other guys got off in Grunheim.
It's true. Geez, they wouldn't come here, would they?
I hope not.
I mean, we looked
but
around.
We
didn't
coming,
see them in the train
right?
platform.
No,
I'm
going to
scan the crowd down below.
Yeah, give me a perception check.
11.
11?
Yeah.
So, glancing around, no one really stands out to you all that much. For a brief moment, you do think that you saw, like, a rather tall female with perhaps some angelic-like figures, features. Angelic-like features. But... not immediately recognizable, kind of easily or quickly disappeared back into the crowd and left you a little uncertain.
I'm pretty sure there's... we'd see him coming, right?
I mean, can you see the elevator from here? I want to look and see if we have line of sight to the elevator.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not too difficult to see the elevator from here. The way the platform's built, there is... it's mostly just a large, you know... circular platform, so unless you go around to the back side, you're going to be able to see most of what goes on the front here, as well as sitting close to the railing in the town square area. As this is not, it's not immediately on the town square with the fountain, but it is not very far off. You can't
can
still
we
get
see
the
fountain from here?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's still off.
It is still off. You are correct. And then looking around, you can also see that. So of the two trees, when you're coming in, there was the ones with the furnishings built into them, the other one with the platforms. This is the one with the platforms. It was on the right. On the left of it was this other tree that you can see now on the top level. They are connected through a little bit of kind of a rope bridge.
Oh.
Rope with planks, of course.
Mm-hmm. What's the temperature like? Is it cold under the tree cover?
Under the tree cover, you do get a little bit, like being up here, it is a little breezy. You get nice little flecks of light coming through as the leaves move, but It's temperate, but the wind can be chilling if you don't get enough of the sunburst.
Man, it smells so good out here, doesn't it?
It does.
That breeze.
But I've been meaning to ask, how did you both get away from the others?
Well, your little spider kind of stole me from the action.
Stole you? I was just telling my...
I thought it was getting away.
They just let you go?
They were a bit preoccupied.
Oh, okay.
Your dragon scale really threw them off. I just walked away.
Oh, you just walked away?
Yeah. I snuck away, but we just left.
What did they say about the dragon scale? I'm genuinely curious. I kind of left it there partly to see, is it that valuable? I'm not 100% sure.
What was weird is Archimedes went along with it.
I mean, he probably didn't want to get, you know, to know Arno's guns in a more personal...
That's true.
...manner.
Did he use them?
He threatened to. You were there for that, right? Well, you were freaking out a little bit.
He threatened to again, I think, to open the cage. You might have been traveling on the back of a cannon at that point.
I definitely didn't get to see him firing the guns. I basically got out of there as soon as he
showed
up. It was
really cool.
I still don't know
did.
How I got out of there, but...
How did you get out of there? Where
I just
did you
walked
go?
To the caboose and nobody seemed to notice.
You did the invisible thing again. I told
but
you
I wasn't on fire.
But did you pass us on your way back out?
What happened to make him go invisible this time?
Oh, I don't know. You weren't on fire.
No.
I didn't hit you with something, did I?
Not that I can remember.
I'm going to kick Ziggy under the table.
Yeah. Basically, that was it.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to make you roll.
I still see you.
You're not damage. Yeah. Unless you're trying to damage
well,
him.
Actually, I don't know if my legs will reach.
You have to get out of your loaf, hop up the bench.
Kick him and then peek over the table.
I could still see myself. I did note that this time.
Yeah, that was... You said that to me and I...
honestly was a little more reassuring than I expected.
Less so to me, if I'm being honest, because then I thought I was the crazy one. But you couldn't see him either, right, Marion?
No, and you did touch me and you spoke to me as you walked by.
Yeah? You couldn't see me at all?
No, just your footprints in the grease.
Interesting. But yeah, once I got back to the caboose, I opened up the cage. It's pretty easy picking that lock. And then...
I agree.
You also had to pick it?
I did.
Okay, yeah, I tried to shut it.
You locked it behind you, yeah. You did a good job.
Oh, thank you. when I opened up the cage, it was actually two mechanical devices, not a creature, which that threw me for a loop. And I did use Identify on it to try to understand, and all I really got back was that there was some slight enchantment on it to create a kind of giggle or a laugh whenever it's disturbed.
Wow.
You think they're like thieves' tools, maybe? Like a distraction?
Maybe. But at that point, I assumed I'd spent quite a while. It took me about 10 minutes to figure that out, so I decided to...
Wow.
Leave the dragon scale, and I ended up going out the back and then climbing across the roof.
What? While we were moving?
Yeah, it was fine. There was no
tunnels
on the way or anything like that.
Most of the time. How did you do that?
Where did you come back?
Oh, you were invisible, so I guess that makes sense.
Oh.
But I climbed across the roof. I jumped from the caboose to the car in front, and then I climbed down that car, and then almost right after I walked in, you walked in, Boko.
Is that a frequent thing that people do on trains?
Because
you're acting like this is normal, and that sounds crazy to me.
Train repairs in motion are a thing. You remember when we were up with the conductor, and he saw the smoke, and he had to immediately climb out? It's not that uncommon.
He's got his fancy jacket, too.
True.
Now, do I recommend it for fun? No, but it has its uses.
Mm-hmm. Does sound kind of fun when you...
I mean, it is
put
a little
like
bit fun.
That.
I'm required to say that disclaimer.
And there's a suspiciously charming guy with two guns and three very muscly, angry people. Probably not as, you know, it's better to do the jump over than to try and sneak past.
Me personally, I would probably, yeah, jump over in that case. And I guess I kind of
did. We already
did
that fight once. Yeah.
We never did get to fight Arno, which sounds dangerous, but also a little bit fun. Mm-hmm.
Did their friends end up coming back? I noticed as I was leaving, they were trying heal some of them.
Yep. It was a bit dicey, but yeah, they all came
They were
back.
Using crystals?
The lady's wings went back together, too, which was
fascinating.
Yeah.
I've never seen that
before. I mean, it's not, nice to not have that on my conscience.
Yeah, honestly. I didn't really consider it until they started healing up each other, and then I was like, oh, yeah, this was... Things went south fast.
I mean, it was self-defense. It was very clearly they attacked first.
Yeah.
I mean, I even said
when you're in the thick of it, you forget about the consequences, you know?
Well, okay, maybe.
Oh.
Is that what happens?
Is that not normal?
I always think that the only thing you can do with a threat is put it down. Mm-hmm. And they were very threatening.
I mean, they did that to me, so I must have been pretty threatening.
I
too,
mean, I
actually.
Saw them punch Ziggy in the face.
I mean, they did, but honestly, that was probably the least painful thing that happened in that altercation.
What was the most painful, would you say?
The most painful?
It was kind of a blur, actually, now that I'm thinking about
probably it. Probably whoever that, I think it was the angelic one.
Mm-hmm.
She hit me with something that really hurt. I have no idea what it was. I've never felt anything like that.
Oh.
I think I played it pretty cool, though, because I followed it up with, like, I can't remember, but I feel like I said some kind of cool line, and then I immediately did a thunder wave or something like that.
That checks out. Was I awake for that? Like I said, it was a blur.
I forgot
you did
that
pass
you
out at
were
one point.
Unconscious for a bit there.
Oh, how did the night vision goggles work for you?
They were very cool until the lights came on, and then they hurt a little bit.
Oh. Yeah, you're not supposed to wear them in light.
I do wish that someone would have warned me about the lights coming on, but they were cool. I kind of want to give me a pair of goggles now.
Did you make those yourself, Ziggy?
The goggles themselves, no. The night vision is just an enchantment that I can put on when needed. Very useful when working nights, honestly.
So does everyone in the guild have night vision goggles?
I mean, they have actual night vision goggles available to purchase from the guild shop and everything, but
what?
I figured that's kind of a waste of money if I can just take a regular pair of goggles and make them work.
Right, of course. Mm-hmm. Of course. So we just need to... pair of goggles and a pair. Mm-hmm. And we got Ziggy.
Well,
it's at the top of my shopping
only make
list now.
Two goggles into that at a time, but.
Well, if you need it in
if
a
we
pinch.
Share a pair, maybe.
Did I look I cool tried. With them on? I feel like I looked cool.
You did look kind of cool, though. I would probably refit them a little bit. Tying them around the chin is a little bit of a different look.
Well, they look like very them. Big on you.
Oh, I thought that was part of it. You know?
It looks different on Ziggy's face than it did on your face and your eyes.
Bit
am
bulgy.
I a little afraid of your eyes? I'm just like, go everywhere.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Give me another perception check.
Oh, dear.
That's much better. 19.
19. So, sitting on this platform... You know, not too much commotion going on around, but overlooking the market square, you have a little thing that catches your eye and can barely piece through the words. I need you to stop following me, please. Just stop following me, please. And you can, and you immediately ping on to Archimedes' long figure standing next to the fountain with a group of people around. And what appears to be Arno walking off from Archimedes after that.
I'm gonna slam one of my little fists on the table and go, guys,
You okay?
What?
I jerk my head over.
Yeah, it's the fountain, is
and
it
then
running?
I point with my wing.
Oh, no. Is that Mr. Longpaw?
Oh, it looks like him.
Maybe Arno was just there, I swear it was Arno.
Where did he go?
Off that way?
Towards us or away from us?
It takes only a few seconds of looking around to notice that there is a small contingent of people heading in the direction of the Bowels of Folly.
They're coming this way. Is there a direct path from... I should not say that as Marion. Is there a direct path from the Bowels of Folly to the other oak tree?
There is.
Do we have to go down? Okay.
There is a the bridge that connects on the... on that second level, yeah.
Grab your drinks, grab your food, and follow me.
Do you have a? You can disguise Ziggy. Do you have a disguise?
I can't disguise Ziggy. I can only disguise myself.
Don't you have a disguise that you said you had in your bag?
Sure.
We can figure that out once we get
I
across.
I can hide. Okay, yeah, let's go.
Okay, good. That's all what might be necessary.
No, he's right.
I don't know if there are any other inns here. The inn's just across this way, so hurry. We're going to walking across the bridge, and okay. We're dashing.
Go ahead. Give me either, whether you want to go for speed or secrecy. So I guess either just a dex check or a stealth check.
I would say stealth. The elevator takes a little
while.
I agree still. Okay. Okay, that's not bad.
Mine was...
Dirty 20.
Okay.
9.
14.
14, okay. All right. So, all right, fairly, pretty decent high average. Let me actually...
I'm pretty easy to pick out in a crowd, I guess.
So, as y'all are hurrying, scurrying, y'all got your drinks kind of... slipping along, heading towards the footbridge, footbridge is correct. The elevator shaft does like berth the top platform there, and Marion, with your dirty 20, you catch just the briefest glimpse of Arno, and he kind of like he has a little bit of a catch, like he, you know, like one of those moments where you're like, I think I saw something, but you're like, eh. It's probably nothing, but it is Arno with the rest of his crew just going to the bar. They walk up, start talking to the elven barmaid and getting drinks.
Is Longfellow there?
Longfellow is not with them at present.
Can we enter the inn?
Yeah, you're certainly welcome to enter the inn. You're actually scurrying across footbridge. You find it's there's a little bit of a give to it, but it's actually... really taut, it's suspended across really taut cables that have the wooden paneling laid out, and then it has like rope handrails with little vertical ropes between to kind of give it a little bit of like a forest bridge look, but the cables underneath, you know, built in to keep it from sagging and help it support the weight as we have groups of people going across, such as yourselves.
And how high up are we?
Probably a good 20 some odd feet. It's more or less from here. The main level of the bar is essentially a second story, and it connects straight across to the second story of the inn.
Does the inn have a sign on it as we approach?
It does. It has less of a grand sign. It's more like a little plaque right next to the doorway as you're coming across the bridge, and it has one of those "Welcome back to the Lofty Branch" kind of scribbled on there, really, really calligraphic-like.
As we push through the doors, is ring, ding, 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 ding. Anyone at the desk?
Yes, there is actually at the desk. There is a Kenku.
In my haste, I'm going to walk right up to him and say, "Hi, Deacon, we need a room immediately."
A room immediately? What kind of room are you looking for? You want a hammock, a bed, a fancy bed?
Any room available that's as close as possible.
Okay. Give me just a second. Okay. And he starts looking through some papers and scribbling some things down.
And as he's doing this, the two of you were able to kind of take in a little bit more what you're seeing. There's a little Kenku. He's wearing these wireframe glasses, and he has a nice long kind of blue jacket with these little brass buttons on it. And he has this really, really... frilly jabot tied around his neck, and he has this tiny little kind of like black archer's hat with the blue feather sticking out of the top, and he's just working away at this desk getting papers set. And he's like, "Oh yeah, well we can
with
get you
a window, please."
"Oh yeah, well yeah, we try to make all our rooms have windows in here. It's, you know, it's a tree trunk, so pretty easy to get to the side. You'll understand in a bit."
And he manages to get a key and says, this one, it comes out to 2 gold pieces.
All right, no problem. Here you go.
All right.
I'll put it on the...
Thank you.
I can pitch him with this one.
No, it's okay. Next one.
Okay, fine. I'll buy his train tickets. I'm going to nervously just look out the window before, like, while this is going on.
It's a net one for them. They're just hanging out at the bar, continuing to chat and have drinks. Sorry, go on.
Oh, no. Where we go? Where's our room, Deacon? Sorry.
Oh, you're going to go. You're actually going to go up go to the central staircase, and you're going to go up a couple floors, and you should be right up in there.
All right. Thank you so much.
And it just has a little tag on it, and it reads 4B, you know, nothing terribly crazy.
All right. Shall we just get our bearings?
Sounds good.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. So actually going, continuing past the desk there, you see that there is like kind of a small arch doorway behind, and going through this arch doorway, you find out the way the tree is hollowed out, it's been hollowed out to have a large central spiraling staircase going upwards into it. And there, it does appear like looking in.
Sorry, it's dusty, a little dusty.
Looking into it, it looks like they are maybe trying to install some form of elevator, or maybe they have a dumbwaiter system that goes in the center of the staircase, because you can see there's like a little bit of ropes and pulleys, but it doesn't seem to have a passenger elevator kind of area. It's just spirals of stairs going up for 100 feet or so. It's a massive structure. And
y'all are a tall tree.
Yeah. These are both of them big trees. Smokes. Very big trees. And they spiral on upward, and you hit your landing on the fourth floor. And you see, actually, as you're going up, that each of the rooms seems to be kind of shaped almost like the sector of a disc. Like it had any landing, it has all the doors kind of in a circle around each landing, and the rooms kind of appear to funnel off from there. So you hit the fourth floor, find 4B, take your little key, it will turn the lock, and walk on in.
Is Deacon still here?
Deacon's going to be down 2 floors, staying at the desk.
Okay. So he just
gave you the key.
So I take it you've stayed here before?
Yes.
Let me describe the room.
Out of breath.
So you open up into the room, and you can see that there is a window built into the wall. There are these kind of almost leaf-like drapes that are just kind of, they're almost, it looks almost like they're kind of nailed into the wall to pivot over the window and then back. So it's a
shutter almost.
Yeah, it's almost like a shutter, but these kind of wide, broad leaves that are just made to kind of slide into place and overlap one another. With the afternoon light, you can see they're not entirely opaque. It does still let some light in. But it's, you know, kind of hits a little bit of a green hue in the room when you, coming through the,
being
the drapes.
It's like in a clearing.
A little
under
bit.
Under the canopy.
There are 2 beds in this room.
Whoa, it's a nice room.
For the most part.
I was commenting on how nice it was.
Sorry. For the most part, the beds themselves look pretty standard, but they do have these nice, they are 4-posters. So they do have some, knotted wood, like it looks like they're rough hewn, like knotted wood posts with a little bit of a leaf canopy over, like woven over them.
Whoa. I said it before and I'll say it again, I'm definitely gonna move here someday.
And then there's in one corner there's a little bit of like a small wooden table with a couple chairs, and that's more or less makes up the room. It's kind of, like I said, this, it's like a segment of a circle there. It's a little narrower towards the door, towards the center, but it fans out as you approach the outside rim of the trunk. And you can actually see on the walls, you get some of that like wood bark texture on the inside.
I'm going to go sit down in one of the chairs at the table, and turning to Marion, just say, Marion, so you've stayed here before, I take it?
Yeah, but not in this room, that's for sure.
Is this not the standard room here?
You can definitely get less expensive rooms here.
Are they lower in the tree or higher in the tree?
There's a little bit of a smattering of them. The big thing with the cheaper rooms is they're actually, size-wise, they're about the size of this room, but cut in half. And the main accommodation, sleep-wise, is hammocks. So there's no need to take up as much space. It's like there's hammocks, and then there's like a little table that you can pull out when you're not in the hammock.
I had a much smaller room. I can't remember. It wasn't that high. I think that maybe they like put the smaller rooms where they can fit them, maybe.
Oh, okay.
In each area.
How many beds are in this one?
Two.
Two, okay.
Yeah.
So did anyone lock the door?
I go and lock it.
Okay, we can take a break now. So it does seem like they're in town.
Yeah.
Tell me, what did you tell them about me?
That you died.
That maybe I died?
I said you fell off the train. Mm-hmm. I thought maybe it would be useful to have you invisible and them not knowing you still existed.
He almost convinced me that you died at one point, and then I remembered that you didn't actually fall off the train.
I'm going to pat you on the head.
I'm glad you're not dead.
I am too.
Me three.
Well, even if I did fall off the train and survived, I feel like making it to Grunheim would make a lot of sense, that this is where we'd end up. But two things. One is that I don't see why they would necessarily care if we're here, seeing as it sounds like they were more interested in whatever Shortfellow had in that card, and I don't think they know we have that.
You're right about that. I don't know what our quarrel would be.
Yeah.
True.
I'm just concerned there is one.
He seems like a dangerous guy. Yeah, and because if they found out that we had this, the thing they were after, which I feel like he was on the cusp of getting it out of us. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a nervous person.
Well, the second thing, I've worked on and helped commission that fountain. It not running is a pretty good job for me to be here for.
Oh.
And I want to just do, if there's any kind of check I can do to know, like, what office we worked with or who a contact in town would be for working on the fountain previously.
So working on the fountain previously, you would end up going with the main fountains keeper, essentially fountains and gardens, actually. And you would remember her name is Tara Tannable, Tanabull. And they have an office in the Civic Center.
B-U-E-L?
B-U-L-L.
Oh, B-U-L-L. Okay.
Tana, T-A-N-A, Bull, E-U-L-L. One word.
And they have a building where, did you say?
There is a Civic Center on the opposite end of the town square. Although, given the day of the week, it is effectively Sunday, so you're not sure if that will even be open today.
Gotcha. Well, point being, I'll be honest, I am interested to get back to Ysant, but as soon as I saw that fountain, I kind of need to know what's going on, because I can't have my reputation on the line if anyone knows that I'm the one who worked on that.
I didn't think about it that way.
Speaking of your reputation on the line, maybe we could, I mean, since Longpaw was down there, Longfellow was down there, we could maybe give him back the things that were going to get stolen.
I'm okay with that. And I'll pull them both out and put them on the table here.
Ooh.
Oh, now
that's off-putting.
Neat. Oh.
Neat, though.
A little off-putting.
I'm actually interested in getting them back to him at some point. I'm also interested in figuring out what they are, but I think it's better to wait until Arno's out of the picture.
Are there any pieces of this that you could use? That you're interested in keeping, maybe?
I'd have to spend some more time with it. I only got a couple minutes to examine it so far.
If it's a crisis of conscience, you can let me know which pieces you want to keep, and they will stay with us.
I do appreciate that. What I'm more trying to figure out is, this could either be something very interesting, or Short Paw was trying to scam the university.
It gets me every time.
Oh.
And I haven't figured out which. And so my conscience is probably going to depend on
that makes
which
sense.
Of those is really at play.
Is it possible Archimedes is getting scammed himself?
See, oh, absolutely. That was more the vibe okay. I got from him.
I still don't understand his reaction. Patsy. Right. He seemed fine that it was gone. He tried to explain why the dragon scale was the miraculous thing kept in a large cage.
Hmm.
I mean,
I don't get it.
If you had a dragon in a cage, that would be pretty miraculous.
It's true. He said that the cage being so big made the dragon scale seem more important.
Hmm.
That doesn't make any sense to
it
me.
Really, no. I feel like that's an under pressure thing that you say that sounds good in your head.
Now don't go and attack me now, Boko. Well, we can't hide here forever.
Yeah, I mean, how long do you guys want to stay in Grunheim? Should we take the next train, like, the next one we can possibly get, or should we...
Well, for today, I'm pretty wiped. I know it's only noon, so I wouldn't mind walking around town later, but
I would love to
can't
sleep
do much else
tonight.
Today.
Yeah.
Okay.
But tomorrow I gotta definitely check out the Civic Center and check in on this fountain. Who knows, maybe it's just turned off on Sundays.
If it means anything, I don't remember it being turned off ever when I was here.
Okay.
That was just...
So it must be a recent
couple
thing.
Months
unless
time.
They're also celebrating the seven stars.
It's true.
Liberation.
Liberation.
But that was yesterday, wasn't it?
No, that was this morning.
Oh, you're right.
What
no,
is time
right.
on a train?
Wow, man. Just...
It was a long day. We have a lot of those.
Yeah.
And as y'all are in here talking, so on and so forth, y'all can benefit from a short rest.
Ooh. I don't even know what I get back on that, but let's check it out.
Hit dice.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
On your way to clear your head in the great forest city of Grunheim, look no further than the Lofty Branch for your loftiest of lodgings. Our beautiful complex is fashioned inside of a great tree, bringing the immersion you've always sought on holiday. You'll also get exclusive access to the Bow of Folly Tree Tavern via a large bridge that connects directly to our establishment. We can't wait to welcome you in.
And by the time it takes you to wander on through town, go up into the tavern, have some drinks, eventually make your way over here, sit and chat, you're nearing roughly 4 p.m.-ish.
Got my second wind back.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. So, like, late afternoon, early evening, as y'all are finishing a little bit of a break in your room, trying to get your bearings and talk about what the heck just happened on the train.
And what are the ramifications?
Who's to say? I mean, I'm to say, but you know, I won't tell you until it's appropriate.
I have to admit, it's difficult traveling with other people. I would normally slip around a corner, change the way I look, and walk back out. But I feel like a need to take care of you.
Aww.
That's new.
I mean, I feel that way, too.
That sounds like a lot of work, though. Changing that often?
Depends if I'm not doing much else during the day.
Kind of sounds fun.
And I save it for that. Yeah, it's really fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's my favorite.
Mischief.
Yeah, exactly. Would you be all right if I tagged along to the Civic Center tomorrow, Ziggy?
Yeah, of course. I have no problem with that. I do have to ask, though, why all the changes in who you are? Are you either just enjoy the thrill of being someone else, or is there a reputation you're trying to avoid, or just
Gosh,
always been that way?
It feels like it's been this way my whole life, but...
Who taught you?
It's a bit of a thrill. I don't know where I get any of it from. I want to learn more, though. And I admit, I've always planned on hitching my trailer to you to get tomorrow, if you ever go. Always planned on it these past 5-6 days.
That is long term.
But you're right. There is a thrill, and I find it's a lot easier to keep moving than it is to stay in one place.
How far can you stretch yourself with that skill? Could you look like Boko?
I think I could get pretty close. I'll try and change to look like Boko.
Oh my gosh.
All right. So, casting a disguise self, you immediately kind of, like, the rabbit immediately gets kind of short and squat. And then the ears start to kind of like fold into the head, and falling that, a beak starts to protrude.
Whoa.
And it's close. It's a close facsimile.
What do you think?
But she is naturally a bit larger. Like she's more gnome size than macaw size, if that makes sense.
I look down and I see I'm taller than you, Boko.
That's so weird. Can you do this? And I stretch out my wings.
I stretch out my wings.
Yeah. What about this? And I stretch out my arms as well.
I don't think I have arms.
Yeah, I think you have to. Oh. Yeah. What?
I'm going to squeeze my eyes and try to like push arms out of my, and maybe my wings retract and arms come out my front instead. Oh, that's not right.
That's interesting.
Am I close, Ziggy?
I'll be honest. I'm just thinking, how did I get myself into a situation where I'm in a room with two chickens?
No, in combat, Ziggy's the chicken.
But
with invisibility, that's very funny.
It's pretty close, other than the wings and arms situation, which I'll be honest, I still haven't figured out how that works, Boko. Mm-hmm.
I don't understand how you control them.
Well, I just, you know, I don't. I never really thought about it. I mean, I kind of want to go get some, you know, rations, just in case. Maybe I'll get a couple more of those snack bars. Keep those as rations.
Yeah. It would be nice to hit up a general store.
I agree. At some point. Yeah.
See if they have goggles, maybe.
Or maybe a magic shop.
I think they have a Gnome Depot here. You know, this they have them in like, most major towns.
This feels like the kind of place that would have a Gnome Depot.
Sometimes I just want to slap you.
Because you didn't think of it, or because we're inserting our own choices? Admit,
it's a mixture of both. I do like puns, but I think I like alliterations more than puns.
Mm. Jeez, we only get to pick one?
I know, I just picture Gnome Depot being like a chain of gnome run home goods stores.
Excellent.
Gnome home. And gnome house and...
Better gnomes and gardens.
Oh, home goods is a...
That's a good one.
That's for good.
Gnome sense.
Gnome sense, yes!
Yeah, hitting up a general store would be nice.
Did you want me to disguise you a little bit, Ziggy?
I mean, he has a good point that maybe there's not really any worry
need for it. Yeah.
But could maybe disguise him to look a little banged up.
I was going to say, could you maybe help me wrap my leg and something like that, make it look like I sprained my ankle or something pretty good?
Heck, I have gauze.
That'll work.
I'll pull out some gauze from my healer's kit and wrap up your leg, Ziggy's leg.
Anyone happen to have a cane?
You can use my walking stick.
That works.
All right.
Do you have any parchment and writing utensils?
I do.
Can I borrow some?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'll take out my journal and rip some pages out and give you a writing utensil.
Okay. I'm going to just try and scribble a picture of Ziggy so that I can ask people in town. Like, if we get seen by, I could pretend that we're looking for him, like canvassing the streets.
That's really good.
So I'm just going to scribble together a portrait of Ziggy while you're, you know, wrapping his leg.
You really think my hair looks like that?
Oh, do you think... Hang on.
They just can't get your nose right.
What if I do this? How's that?
It's closer.
Okay. I think that looks like you.
I mean, I think it's the first portrait anyone's ever drawn of me, so... Oh, I guess thank you.
You're welcome. And then I write missing underneath it.
Oh.
Are we going to head out now, do you think?
Sure.
Okay. Ziggy, what do you want to do with the trinkets while we're in town?
Well, if we can get a little bit of stealth or distraction or something, there is a way to get under the fountain. I really doubt anyone is going to go down there other than myself or whoever else is working on it.
Just stash them under there?
Yeah, for now.
Tonight?
Tonight. Works.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. I mean,
I'm intrigued.
Sure. But what about right now? You want to just carry them on your person?
I figured.
Will that thing make noise? I poke your bag.
They're on the table right now.
Oh, okay. I poke it.
I mean, they didn't seem to make a sound while I was on the train and while we were heading into town, but that might have just been I muffled them real well with the bedroll. Mm-hmm. Can do that again.
Yeah, okay.
Just keep them in the bag. Also, aside from archetype, no one knows what this stuff is.
Okay. Archimedes?
Yeah, that guy.
I'm not even sure if Archimedes knows what it is, to be honest with you.
That's fair. So I'm not really that worried, because even if we are found, who would know what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, okay.
They might not even be at the bar anymore.
We can go down.
I think...
Is there an exit from the inn that's not through the bar?
Yes, I think we can just go down the staircase to the bottom.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And I'll stop tying together the bed sheets that I was getting ready to throw out the window.
Nice. Yeah, just this way. And I'll open the door and start heading to the staircase.
Actually, before you head down, I guess because y'all were wondering the status of those in the bar,
yeah,
you are free to make a perception check looking out your window.
Oh,
can we see the bar from our window?
From our window?
Yep.
Oh.
That's convenient.
14.
14?
2.
Heck, I'll join in.
No? Okay.
I think it's a 5, but it...
14, it seems a little more crowded. You can't... Boko can't really place Arno at this moment, but you do see a tall tabaxi figure hanging out near the bar now.
Ooh, it looks like Longfellow's up there.
I don't want to see him either.
Yeah.
Maybe if he's there, they're not anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't mind talking with him once the others are gone, if we maybe wait till later tonight or something, if we see him alone.
It's a good idea. Mm-hmm.
But I think you guys are right that there's probably no danger of actually running into them. As long as they are, you know, our story sticks together.
Right. Maybe Boko should beat you up a little bit, just to make it look a little more realistic.
I don't think that's necessary.
Okay.
I've fallen off of a train before.
I could give you some scrapes on your face.
Never one moving that fast, mind you, but definitely fallen off a train before.
Wow. Okay, I need to hear that story later.
You could probably just say you landed in some moss or something. Maybe a pond. Is there a pond on the...
I think you're overthinking this.
I'm definitely overthinking this.
Let's head out.
Yeah, on the route here, not much in the way of ponds.
As we're walking down the stairs, I want to ask Ziggy, where did you stay, if not here?
Just a place the Civic Center recommended. I'm guessing it was either a place that helped fund them or a place that was just cheap.
Oh.
Definitely wasn't this nice.
It was essentially an outdoor camping area. They had a little bit in the way of cabins, but they were not well stocked. They were not ventilated.
I can see wanting to be outside in a town like this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it wasn't bad for the first couple nights. It's just after a while, it's nice to have something a little quieter or a little more secluded.
Mm-hmm. Private, yeah. Mm-hmm. Those beds do look awful comfy.
Mm-hmm.
Do we make it down to the bottom?
Yep. You go ahead. You can easily make it down the spiral staircase.
No athletics check on the stairs?
Athletics check for saying spiral staircase.
Acrobatics.
I mean, you're right.
Tongue acrobatics. Something like that. So you're able to go on down the stairs. It's much easier
spiraling your way down, then going back up. But on your way down, it does seem... it seems like once you reach the first floor, there is a door there, but it does seem like it latches from the inside. So you get the impression you can exit this way, but you might have to get back in by way of the bar. You know, ye olde must enter through hotel lobby rules.
For security reasons.
For security reasons, even in the treetops and fantasy worlds.
Does the ratchet elevator go, like, oh, is it only on the tavern side, or is there, like, can you...
It seems only on the tavern side.
Okay.
You, having been in the area before, you would know that though they're... Each of them are technically under different management. The tavern doesn't have lodging, and the lofty bow doesn't have food. So they kind of cross pollinate in that way.
Yeah, smart.
It's a partnership.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you head on down the stairs, and it doesn't take too much once you exit, going off into the market.
Just before we exit,
okay.
With the latch, can you describe it a little?
It's a little, you lift a bar that once you release, you let go, it slides back down.
I'm gonna lift the bar and put a nail beside it to prevent it from going back down.
Okay, all right, you can do that.
That's generally a no-no. You clearly didn't live on res in university.
Where'd you go to university? I want to hear that story.
I went when I was 6.
BRU, Bird Rock University.
Learned basic math.
What was the mascot? Was it a bird?
It was an egg.
It was an egg.
All right. So you nail this latch in place so that the door can now open and close freely. And you can wander off back towards the town square. It doesn't take too much movement off the town square to find a shops area. And
as we go by, I just want to clock if the Civic Center looks open today.
It does not. It looks darkened on the inside. Continuing past that, the shops district is much more like... it is less of a traditional shopping district with like rows of shops so much as it's a trader's outpost. There are various stalls with like various pelts that can be bought and purchased. There are various types of stalls for wilderness gear and carpentry, wood cutting, that sort of work. Logging, essentially. A lot of work there. But there is a what appears to be a general store called the Blue Ox. And it looks a little bit like a hunting lodge, but on top it has, you know, kind of a log cabin facade to it. But on top of it, it does have a hewn, like, chunk of big wooden hewn structure or sculpture of an ox sitting on its roof that appears to have been painted blue in some fashion. And other than that...
Reminds me of those moose that used to be all over Toronto. Do you remember those?
Mm-hmm. Used to be?
I don't know if they're still a thing.
Yeah, me neither.
Outside of that, it doesn't seem there's a whole lot in the way of... it doesn't seem like there's a dedicated... shop for magic items, but there does appear to be a cart in the wider outpost area that does seem to carry some form of potions and little magical trinkets.
I want to go to the cart.
All right.
Yeah, and browse the magical trinkets.
So you go to the cart?
And potions.
Yeah. Are you going to go to the cart?
I'll follow.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
all right. Yeah, yeah. So everyone will go together. Sounds good. I go to the little cart, and it's not a huge cart. It's kind of like, it has a little bit of an A-fold kind of to it with little goods kind of displayed along the sides, along with potions. You can see what looks like little bits of scrolls and like a couple small pendants. Interestingly, you do see On the underside of the A-fold, there does appear to be like what looks like a couple weapon handles slid in underneath the A-fold. But otherwise, fairly small cart. And there is a... And there is a little satyr woman in a shawl with she has this kind of like curly white hair and just like the two just like little nub of horns sitting on the top of her head, and is wearing this kind of looks like a nice knit flannel shawl with like kind of a tartan pattern to it, and is just out there peddling her wares.
Do I recognize her?
Yeah, you do.
Now I have to decide, like, did I like her? Was she...
Yeah.
Hi there.
Oh, hello. Are you interested in getting some lovely item from my cart here?
Mm-hmm. Yes, could you tell us about these trinkets?
Oh, yes. Oh, give me a moment. I forgot to put the sign out.
She bends on over and pulls out a little card, like a little cardstock with just, like, scrawled on there, gleam and glint.
Like, this is my lovely shop. I specialize in making potions, but occasionally I find enough energy to enchant a few scrolls.
Ooh, wow.
If you're a bit more on the violent side, mm-hmm. we also have a selection of weapons as well.
Ooh.
Can I take a peek at some of those?
Oh, yes, yes, very, yes. I have here what we call the Giant Slayer Scimitar.
Oh, a scimitar.
Slides it back in place, pulls out another sword. This is a finely made short sword.
Ooh. Essentially a short sword plus one.
I also have it's a bit of a standard mace, and this is not so much, it's a rod. I suppose you could use it as a weapon, but it's more, I call it the Rod of Rulership. It has more of a bit of a charming effect to it.
Ooh.
Is there anything else you'd like to see?
How much would the sword
The short sword. That's a bit of a hefty item. Mm-hmm. That'll run you about 700 gold.
Okay, I'll come back.
It's a very finely made sword.
It's beautiful.
Where did the Giant Slayer get its name?
Well, the Giant Slaying portion of it is a bit of an enchantment that can be put upon most weapons, most melee weapons, I think. And all it really does is it gives you a little bit of an extra edge when you are fighting some excessively large foes.
Oh.
Things like ettins or trolls or obviously giants.
Is the enchantment relative size or objective size based?
I don't understand what you mean.
I mean... most people are large to me.
Oh no, it's more tied to the enchantment works by using a little bit of giant's blood.
Oh.
So it actually, it's against their, it gives an edge against their biology.
Oh, interesting. Blood magic. That's very
more
cool.
More or less.
I take a single step back.
But these are some of our more exotic items. If you're looking for something a little on the cheaper side of things, I have various potions of healing,
mm-hmm.
And as well as some scrolls of things such as Elemental Weapon, Mold Earth, oh. Scorching Ray, Spare the Dying, ooh. Things like that. I believe I also have Dark Vision, Silence, Healing Word, and Wrathful Smite. Which that one's... I used that one on my ex-husband.
I would love to hear that. I bet you deserve it.
That's a jerk.
What about some of these beautiful necklaces?
Oh, these are more pretty things. If you give me some time, I may be able to enchant them. But for the most part, I just like to collect pretty stones. So you'll see we have a little pendant with an opal. This is a nice black sapphire. Those are very rare. Stones and gems. So this is this here is a nice polished tiger's eye. I just think it looks really pretty. It's not terribly expensive, but at least prior to enchantment, you know. Mm-hmm. We'll discuss that when we, you know, if it comes to it. But otherwise...
How much is the Scroll of Healing Word?
The Scroll of Healing Word is 100 gold pieces.
Okay. And a Wrathful Spot?
The Wrathful Smite
Smite?
That's... That's about
a Freudian slip.
That is about the same, actually.
Okay.
Mechanics question. Healing word is a bonus action. Would the scroll be a bonus action or a full action?
It would be whatever the casting time of the spell is.
Nice.
So you can use a scroll as a bonus action if that is the casting time of the spell it's for?
Yeah.
Okay.
That is the casting time of the spell it's for, yeah.
I'll take one of the scrolls of healing word.
Okay.
Would you do it for 80 gold?
Give me a persuasion check.
14?
Well, 80, I suppose that one's pretty easy to make. It's been a long day, too. Not so many sales. So many looky-loos. Yes, 80 sounds acceptable to me.
Sounds good.
All right.
I'll hand over 80 gold.
Sounds lovely, thank you. Thank you very much. Here you are. Would you like a nice little case for it so it doesn't get all crumpled up for you?
Sure.
All right, very nice.
And she just has these, like, it looks like a hollowed out stick that she just slides the paper into. And it's like,
here you are.
What are the other spells again that she has?
Some of the spells we have from fanciest to less fancy. We have Elemental Weapon. And then moving a tier down, we get our Enhanced Ability, our Scorching Ray, and our Prayer of Healing, and Dark Vision. Let's not forget Dark Vision. Mm-hmm. Below that, we have Healing Word, Wrathful Smite, Inflict Wounds, and then way down at the bottom, we have closer, more in the 20 gold range, we have the Mold Earth, Ray of Frost, Spare the Dying, and Chill Touch.
Ooh, Chill Touch. I mean, the problem is I really want that elemental weapon one. Mm-hmm. Sounds so cool. So how much would that, the elemental weapon run me?
The elemental weapon? That would, it's a very fancy one.
It sounds fancy.
It's a 400 gold piece endeavor.
Oh, heck. Could you do... Would it be irresponsible to use all of my money on this?
Just so you're aware, it is considered a third level spell. It lasts for an hour.
And it's very cool.
I can't tell which way Josh is trying to persuade you with that information.
I just wanted her to have all the context before she decides, because if she uses it once in a fight and gets to make two attacks with it, I don't want you to feel shorted afterwards.
Right.
I'll be honest with you, Boko, I've really never had this much money in my life, and I don't know what to do with it.
Okay.
Whether we save it or not.
Maybe you can't even make this bargain, but you see, I only have 330 gold. Is there any chance that we could come to an agreement?
Interesting.
I have a poster I could add.
Is it the wanted poster?
No.
I thought it was the one poster
that I got from the Perlin show.
Gotcha.
I think it's a poster of Perlin Town and of Perlin's Pier. I have two.
Go ahead.
Miss, I forgot to mention that Rowan sent us and she said hello. I'm trying to help. It's a help action.
Oh, if I had to roll for persuasion.
Rowan? That's that. So what's she up to these days?
No, I think she's just on the move.
Sounds like her. Seems like she was here one day and gone the next. But, yes, let me...
Go ahead and give me a persuasion check with advantage.
All right. I'm not sure how I hope this goes for me. okay, persuasion, you said, eh?
Yes.
12.
So? I'll give it to you for 3:30, but I want that poster.
Okay, you can have it.
thank you. This will go very nice.
She, like, immediately plasters it on the side of her cart.
Like, oh, yes, I like to collect little trinkets of all sorts.
You can have both of them.
Thank you. And she, like, mirrors it on the other side of the cart. People can see it's coming and going, yes. Would you also like a scroll-carrying case?
Oh, sure. That would be
all
wonderful.
Right.
She pulls out another hollowed-out stick, rolls the scroll, shoves it inside, and hands you this stick.
Thank you. Elemental weapon,
you're
welcome.
You said. You're very welcome.
Man.
Are scrolls one-time use as well?
Yes, one-time use.
And I wanted to hear a little bit more about the Prayer of Healing scroll.
The Prayer of Healing scroll? Well, the Prayer of Healing scroll, that'll run you about 200 gold. And it allows you to cause 6 creatures of your choice that you can see gain hit points equal to 2d8 plus your spellcasting modifier.
That's massive.
It has no effect on undead or constructs.
It's just like the Witch and Brave. That's
what people are reading the disclaimer off the back.
Could you do 150?
No, lots of people asking for discounts these days.
Go ahead and give me a persuasion check. I should have said with advantage because you already mentioned Rowan.
I almost mentioned Rowan again, then I was like, cut your stop, Sarah. Don't do that.
Oh, not 20! I got about 20 on the second one.
It was 11 on the first one, 26 on the second.
Gotcha. Wow.
Take the second one.
It's like hit points, you choose which one, right? Or temporary hit points, you choose which one.
All right. Like I said, it's been a slow day. 150 works for me. Here you go.
Thank you.
Would you also like a carrying case?
Yes, please.
All right.
Takes a little stick, rolls it up, shoves it in. Here you are. These look like just plain sticks from the outside. They're literally just hollowed
fantastic.
Out little wooden sleeves,
it's
basically.
It's a secret scroll.
Kind of.
Like, oh, yes. So,
Who makes your carrying cases?
Oh, you know, I have some boys that skimp around and I keep an eye on when they're close to my house. They just whittle as a hobby, and every now and then I'm like, here's a few coins, can I have some of these? And they're like, okay, and here we are.
That is quite a story.
It's something.
Well, thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you for your patronage. Thank you for your purchases.
Thank you for your generosity.
I'll make sure to tell Rowan you said hi.
Oh, that sounds good. Tell her I'm still here. Although, I'd appreciate if she wouldn't, you know, set fire to so much of my papers. I need those to make scrolls.
Oh, she didn't.
Yes, she said it was. She said it was an accident, but I don't know.
Oh, Rowan, you know you can't live with her.
No,
can't put her out once she gets started.
After that. That's when I started making the children sleep outside. Never in my study again.
I think she's still, like, she continues muttering as y'all are walking away.
Such strange happenings, you know? people who give children candles and they just can't help themselves.
Anything else?
Are we heading to the fountain?
Sure, yeah.
What time is it now?
You're moving on into, what, after hanging out and everything. You're moving on more into evening. You're probably going to be approaching dinner time pretty soon. Did you want to go into the Blue Ox while you were in the area?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. All right.
That's the one that seems more like a general store,
yes.
Right?
Yes. So you walk in and there's kind of, you know, some little barrels filled with various paraphernalia. It looks like you have some fishing poles, fish hooks going on. You also have like little crossbows, longbows, different variety of items that look like they could be used for hunting as well as camping around here. And just wandering up the aisles wearing like blue, kind of seem to be like specially made pants for the shape, and you'll understand why in a sec. I started weirdly, but we're just going with it. And he has this nice kind of flannel shirt, is a tall kind of bluish black minotaur wandering about, and seems to be he has like a little bit of a leather apron tied on, and he seems to be the proprietor of this shop.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
We're just here to browse.
Browse as much as you like. I hope you find something you like. Is there anything in particular you're looking for?
You sell goggles.
I sell goggles. Off the top of my head, I can't think of any.
Okay.
But I do have a selection of... Well, I have some bottles. I suppose, theoretically, I can make some for you. I've taken the bottom off some of these bottles and then...
Mm-hmm.
That would take some work, so I don't have them immediately.
Okay.
But yeah, sorry.
I was just curious, you know.
Okay,
I didn't really expect. It's a bit of a niche item. So.
Yeah, I'm not really a swimmer. So I don't know what else you use goggles for, actually.
Well, it gets windy if you're on, like, a fast-moving vehicle. You know, sometimes it can just help for...
But if you're, like, running real fast.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Maybe I should try that sometime.
I recommend it.
All right.
Do you have any long-term food options?
Long-term food options. Well, I have some things you can take on the road here. We got cheese and bread and a little bit of cream and so on and so forth. But we also have... various rations available. Yeah.
I'm going to start that over. Would you be willing to purchase a weapon from me?
Purchase a weapon? No. Does it have any utility in hunting?
It is a battle axe, so it's a little, you know, perhaps not everyone's cup of tea in hunting. But it's in great condition.
We are in an area with a lot of lumber work as well, so occasionally I do get materials for chopping wood and such out camping. But, do you mind if I see the axe?
Sure. I pull it out of my... I guess it's like sort of under the bundle of my bag. I haven't been using it because my dad gave me the sword before I left.
I see.
What kind of axe is it?
It's just a battle axe.
And how
I'm guessing it's a small one.
Yeah, I was going to ask compared to you.
Probably a one-handed.
It's actually a hatchet.
So, picking it up from you, it's like it's rather small in the guy's hand. It does look more like a hatchet.
It's like, it's actually, if you wanted to split some wood, it's not the worst thing in the world. Let me see. Well, I guess, how much are you asking for it?
Well, I just spent all my money, so anything would be nice.
I think what you're saying is that this family heirloom you've decided to release into the world because they said the lore was that it originated from this area. Is that what you told me, Boko? I can't.
That sounds right. That sounds like something I would say.
Is it enchanted? Was that the word you used? Enchanted?
I think Boho's honesty kills Marion a little bit.
Give me a deception check.
Is it so wrong to teach? I gotta know what that was. Oh, it was bad. Okay. That's a 12.
Well, I mean, I have to be able to make a little bit of profit off of these things. Mm-hmm. So if, would you take 25 gold pieces for it?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Very good.
And he actually just slides it into like a little, like between his belt and his pants, just like right on his, right on his hip. He's like, all right, I'm going to go. And he kind of poofs to the desk.
If you wouldn't mind getting me some rations, and then you could just take, you know, the cost of those out of that much.
Right. How many rations are you looking to get?
Maybe like 7.
7? All right.
I'll get 7 as well.
7? All right.
And me too.
All right. Is that all out of this 25?
No, please don't do that.
Okay.
Right. You, maybe Ziggy's?
No, I got my own.
Okay.
That turned out way better than I thought it would.
Here you go. So it's about 5 silver pieces of ration. So here is 21 gold and 5 silver back. Did I do that right? 22, carry the 1, carry the, divide by 0. yeah, correct, yeah.
Sure, yeah.
All right, very good. And for you as well, 7 and 7?
Yes, please.
Yes, sir, thank you. All right,
that would be 35 silver pieces, so 3.5 gold, 3 gold and 5 silver.
Yeah. Sounds good.
All right.
Yeah. What?
I'm just going with it. I'm just nodding.
Up he divided down, by 3 0. Gold and
I
5
didn't
silver.
Learn that in math.
All right. Thank you. Is there anything else I can interest you in?
That's it for me.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Are you sure I can get you a nice hammock or a nice tent?
Ooh.
Maybe crossbow or longbow. Stuff like that.
I already have a bow. Maybe. Not at the moment. Thank you.
Do you need a special sleeping item, Ziggy, considering all of the trauma you've been through? And I'll gesture to your leg.
No, I think the bed should be fine.
Yeah, the beds in the room look comfy. I could just sit on the end of one, though. I don't need a whole bed to myself, right?
We can sleep together, Boko.
Okay.
And I'll limp out of the store.
Thank you. I'll holler and follow Ziggy.
Am I supposed to have sympathy? I don't understand what's happening. I need a wisdom check.
No. I was going to go for it. He
just suddenly remembered he's injured.
Said yes. I was going to be like, help the injured gentleman out. He fought a band of fill in the blank with them.
Right. Thank you. Y'all have a good evening.
So now, do we?
Thank you. Bye bye.
Thank you. Well, he was weird.
I thought he was nice.
He was really loud.
He gave me a lot of money.
No, he was nice. Are you going to miss that axe? Was it special?
No, it
okay,
wasn't.
That's good.
I think I picked it up in the shipyard, actually.
What?
It's just like, you know, people come in and go out on a lot of stuff gets lost on the boats, and so it was just in one of the lost and found.
Oh my gosh.
You know, I'm thinking about it. Its owner may have gone overboard.
Man.
But that might have just been a story Byron told me to scare me, you know?
I've heard that there's a way to find or see people when you have something of theirs. That could have been fun. I can't do that. I don't know how to do that.
Or maybe it's cursed. They went overboard.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Or haunted. I hope not for that nice Minotaur's sake, but...
Oh.
But maybe that means this is blood money.
And as you're leaving the Blue Ox, it is getting dark as we're moving on into evening, and so especially with the tree cover, it's pretty quickly starts to seem later than it actually is. And as this is happening, you can see that the some of the different trading outposts, like carts, are being wheeled off. Fur pelts are being thrown into crates and covered and moved about, trying to just shut things down for the day. And your little old cart lady is just wheeling on by with her A-frame, just
still talking about the children.
Yes, the children.
They don't appreciate what I do for them, coming here to peddle my wares every day. It wears a woman out to use that much magic, you know. Did you know I'm only 45?
Maybe that's one for a satyr.
And starts. Yeah.
So as we're heading back towards the fountain, I would want to first look around. And just, okay. Like, how busy is this? Like, is it starting to get pretty quiet, or is it still pretty lively?
It is... There's still a decent amount of foot traffic. Less people just, like, hanging around in the marketplace, so much as, like, as people are leaving the outpost, as, like, some of the other establishments around are kind of, you know, trying to shut down for evening, and it's getting dark. There's just, like, foot traffic passing through.
Understood. And then... I'll say what I want to do, and you tell me if that's how it's set up or not. I would want to look for an entrance to the underground that gets into kind of the inner workings of the fountain that is outside of the main square. So more like, I would assume there's maybe an entrance from behind the civic building or something around the civic center.
Perhaps.
There is actually not one in the immediate vicinity that you would know of. When you worked on the fountain, for the most part, the paneling is able to come off and you're able to get underneath the fountain from that direction. I don't know if that's the right word, but it's essentially the way the bowl curves up. There's, you know, there's a gap of space so that when you move the paneling, you can slide underneath and work in some of the mechanisms under there. Yeah, so it's not like a fancy maintenance tunnel.
Okay, then I'm gonna Mary and Boko, I should do this part alone because I'm gonna be doing a little work on the fountain and it's probably best if it just looks like I'm doing work.
Okay. Should we stay here or meet you somewhere later? Hide in the
if you want to keep watch, that's cool, but
okay,
shouldn't be long.
Are there any, like, benches or patios nearby?
Yeah, there's some, like kind of wood logs that are, like, hewn in half so that they make kind of makeshift benches around the periphery of the courtyard.
Okay.
So I'm going to then head over to the fountain and go over to where I know the panels that I have removed in the past and kind of set up as if I'm working. So I have my night vision goggles out. I'm actually going to set up a lantern on beside me so that it's glowing off of the Gage Guild symbol that's on my arm.
Okay.
And make it basically choosing to act very overtly that I would expect people to notice me.
Okay.
But confident in what I'm doing.
Go ahead and give me a deception check with advantage. Just in general, with advantage because you're playing the part and you have, you know, actual repair looking equipment.
That should be okay. 16.
16? Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, people milling about and walking on by. For a brief moment, you hear someone say, it's about time they fix that thing. But otherwise, not much. No one really seems to pay much mind.
All right. So, I'm going to pull off one or two of the panels to give myself access and then climb down in and pull down my night vision goggles because I'm assuming it's dark in here.
Yeah, it is going to be dark in there. So you climb them down underneath. It is kind of a small space, so you are going to have to work in a little bit of a hunch as you move around. But having been down here before, a few months prior, or I guess a few years prior, maybe you're a little rusty, but it's not too difficult to find the piping that goes along underneath this fountain. And go ahead and... I guess you could do either an investigation check or an arcana check as, like, your mechanical ability.
Yeah. And I take it this is also, while I'm here, to, like, take a look at what is wrong with the fountain or, like, the state of it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Regular, right? Not with advantage?
Yeah, just regular for this one.
Okay, that'll be 24.
24? So you start moving your way around, you're kind of, you know, sliding back and forth, finding some of the different some of the different pipes as they, you know, feed on from elsewhere, you know, some elsewhere in the courtyard, and lead up into this fountain. And you start touching the fittings and messing with them. And there's one that's like a little bit loose, but not anything that seems like necessarily wrong with the piping. What you don't see is any inherent mechanical issue. But for some reason, water is not flowing through these pipes.
Okay.
Maybe a problem at the source.
So what I want to do is I want to take out one of my small wrenches and start tapping the different pipes, and I'm listening to hear if they sound hollow or like they're full of water.
Okay. Yeah, you can go ahead and tap a tap. I guess call that investigation. I mean, I guess you don't need to roll that one just because, like, it's pretty easy to tell the difference between a pipe. And, yeah, super, super hollow, like, ding, 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 like, clangy sounds. Water doesn't appear to be flowing. There doesn't even appear to be water in the piping.
Okay. All right, and then I'm going to just look back towards where I came in and just check if it seems like anybody is watching me or if I'm kind of under cover of the darkness in the fountain here.
Turning back to where you came through, you know, just kind of vaguely lit opening. Doesn't appear to be anyone there. Doesn't appear to be anyone looking in.
Okay, then I'm going to take the two contraptions out of my bag and just set them here near the pipes.
Okay, all right, so you take them out. There's a little bit of a... happens as you
and I'll slap my knee the one. At the same time.
All right, yeah, you're able to, you know, set them down, kind of leave them there.
All right, and then I'll head back out.
All right, sounds
and,
good.
And close up the panel. And if I have, let me check actually. Don't have anything marked here, but you told me if I would have this. I want to basically just set up a under construction or in progress type of signage, if I would know where I could find something like that.
I think with most of the, like, I mean, y'all all kind of took a few random things from the plastics factory. So I think you could pretty easily take some of the things that you had found and grabbed and make form of signage for that.
Okay, I'm going to do that, and then I'm going to make sure it has the gauge.
You have to go back to the Blue Ox to do some more shopping and get the proper tools and then come back here. No. I'm going to hand wave that one.
Okay, in that case, I'm going to use my Tinker Tools and Smith Tools, probably some combination of those, and just kind of create a sign from some of the plastics that just says under construction and has the mark of the Gauge Guild.
All right. Sounds good.
Super official.
Very official. After you, and then after that, what do you plan on doing?
I'm going to just stand up and start walking towards the tavern, but quite slowly, assuming that Boko and Marion can see me.
Oh, he's on the move. He's on the move.
Should we go?
I guess let's follow, but the fountain's not on.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go. We can go talk to
him. Okay. So y'all start to head off towards the tavern to have dinner, I imagine? Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
So once you guys catch up. So I think the fountain's going to be a while because there's no water running to it. So I ended up not fixing it while I was there. But
why would that be?
No idea. We'll have to come back to that. Did you want to head to the tavern now or back to the room and check first from there to see if there's anyone in the tavern?
That sounds like a good idea. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Plus, I wouldn't mind dropping our bags at the room.
No, good. Some of our new items.
Yeah.
So that's it. We're going to head back to the room, go up to the door at the inn and see if it's still open.
Yeah. At present, it is still open.
So open, and then I'll pull out the nail from the inside and let it latch back
nice
behind us.
Nice thinking, Ziggy.
Very nice.
This is way quicker.
And from there, you're able to go up the spirals of the stairs all the way up to your fourth floor room. Enter the room, and y'all are free to drop your bags, take a little gander out the window.
I'll put on my hat and leave my bags behind, but wear the hat.
All right, so anyone who wants to check out the bar beforehand, give a perception check.
Oh. Six.
Six, all right.
14.
14. 19. 19? All right. So, pretty crowded. For a brief moment, Boko, you're pretty sure you see Soft Paw's figure still over there. And Ziggy, it's pretty easy for you. It's decently easy for you to see that as well. Boko, again, you get a hint of that. I swear you see that kind of angelic figure.
I think they might still be there. I just have a...
I say we go down anyways. I left the stuff under the fountain at this point. It's not on us.
Yeah.
Even if they come back here and search. Plus, unless Short Pause has told them anything, I don't think they even know what they're looking for.
True. Yeah.
Okay.
And for all they know, it's a happy reunion.
Yeah.
Right.
Honestly, it might be kind of happy. They seem like a good group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I meant we found you after you fell off the train.
I appreciate that, by the way.
Yeah.
Both that I didn't fall off the train and that
you
were concerned.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah, okay, I am hungry.
Mm-hmm. Same. Let's head down.
Okay.
All right. So y'all head off to the... go on down to the second floor where you can take the rope bridge across to the tavern, unless you want to go all the way down and back up the elevator.
No.
Okay. All right, second floor. Deacon's still there. I was like, enjoy your meal.
And I'm still going to be using your walking stick.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh.
You walk across the bridge and, start making your way through the crowd, through the patrons, hanging out at the tavern for the evening. Torches are being lit up amongst this, probably not the wisest thing to have trees lit in a treehouse. You know what? We're going to hand wave that. They have little torches around the periphery that light up to give, kind of a nice glow, a nice orange glow to this treetop patio space. And as you kind of mill your way through the crowd and start to approach to, get some drinks, get some food, Arno makes himself known. It's like, well, 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 what do we have here? And that's where we're going to kind of get till next time.
Should have made reservations somewhere else.
All right, so we're off in a new town, new sites. It's kind of weird. I'm like having to imagine like greenery and forest canopies as opposed to like beaches and waves. It's kind of crazy.
Does it still smell like fish here?
Warehouses.
No, you get much more of
turns
like...
out it was Boko the whole time. Where did this so rude?
No,
I'm
it's
from
like
an island.
Pine
it's hard to get it out of my feathers.
No, it's like pine and oak and moss. You get especially a lot of the moss up in your room from the just like growing on the outside of the tree near the windows. But it's like a fresh moss smell.
Yeah, like the candles.
The candles. Yes,
and
exactly.
There's a moss. We gotta light that one then.
Thank you for joining us on this new endeavor, new trajectory of the adventure. And we hope you'll keep listening. Join us next time.
Bye. Bye.